Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It is 8:35 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. We did promise you an incredible conversation with an incredible human being all around, okay? Now, for 30 years, this incredible citizen of Earth has been of service to her people, serving in numerous regions, including the East and Horn of Africa, South America, Southeast Asia, and the former Soviet Union. Can you believe it? As a matter of fact, her most recent assignment was as the deputy head of mission in Brazil, following prior posts as a political counselor to Thailand and South Korea. It was September the 1st, 2023, where she found a new home in the land of the brave, serving as the European Union's ambassador to our beautiful country, Namibia. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-conforming, Her Excellency, Anna Beatrice Martens. Good morning, Your Excellency. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Such a pleasure to be here.
And it's fantastic to have you here as well. It's a bit of an honor. Thank you so much, Your Excellency.
Well, I'm very excited. It's my first time in Fresh FM.
Yeah, thank you. Real quick, though, Your Excellency, I really want to know this. How many languages do you speak?
Well, I actually speak six languages.
You speak six?
European languages.
European languages, which are?
Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, English, and French. Does that make
sense? Wow.
Yeah.
Exotic languages. I just, like, you know, if only...
And German.
And German.
Which is my mother tongue.
Okay.
One of my mother tongues.
Yeah. Well, Your Excellency, could you briefly tell us about the European Union and its partnership with Namibia?
Okay, so we have a long-standing relationship with Namibia since its creation. So we started in 1993 with an embassy here. And we've been focusing a lot on the education sector always. It's been a traditionally strong sector for us, where we engage with the government and the people of Namibia. And as of recently, in our recent program, which started in 2021, our focus is on three areas besides education. It's governance and gender issues, where we support mainly civil society in Namibia, and as well the area of what we call inclusive green growth.
Okay.
So that's basically the area of promoting the economy.
Let's talk about the European Union Education Fair. What is the objective of this platform?
So it's a very nice event. I hope that we have many people coming, many young people coming, Namibians. It's an annual fair where we as European Union delegation, together with the five embassies of the member states who are present here, France, Germany, Spain, Finland, and Portugal, we are all exhibiting...
The whole UNI cluster, right?
Yes,
okay,
exactly. The
okay.
UNI cluster, we exhibit together in the Franco-Namibian Cultural Center. So we have booths and presentations about studying in Europe, studying in the five member states I mentioned. So they explain what opportunities there are. And we as EU will be talking about the Erasmus program, which are scholarships and mobility programs in order to support and attract Namibian students to come and study in Europe. So it's a showcase, basically, studying opportunities in higher education and in masters in Europe.
Okay. Perhaps walk us through the significance of the European Union's focus on education in the country.
Yes, it is traditionally a strong sector that we haven't been engaging with. Education is foundational for everything, for shaping a person, a society, and the economy. That's why we've traditionally, not only in Namibia, but in many partner countries, have always supported education. We have a very big early childhood education program. Supporting the Ministry of Gender and Education. Well, it's also a way of building bridges, of empowering youth, and of bringing them onto the labor market. So it's also about creating jobs or preparing youth with, equipping youth with better skills in order to be better prepared to enter into the labor market. So there's many dimensions that are covered by the sector of education, and we think it's absolutely critical for any society, and that's why we put a strong emphasis on that in our relationship with Namibia to contribute to that.
You mentioned someone's name here. That will probably be the reaction from the listener. You mentioned Erasmus, and I'm thinking also the Erasmus program. Please walk us through the Erasmus program. Shed more light on this. What exactly is this?
So it's one of our greatest programs in Europe, which started in 1987, and since its creation, we have funded the mobility of students, 14 million students across Europe, and bringing also students from across the world. So in the 2000s, we have expanded this program, which was initially thought to promote mobility between European students across the member states. So then we thought that it's such a great program because it enhances not only academic skills but also understanding and bonding between countries. So we've expanded it also to all the other continents. Meanwhile, for instance, in last year, we had over 11,000 students from sub-Saharan Africa coming to Europe to study. So there's several strands to the Erasmus program. There is a so-called Erasmus Plus, which promotes so-called international credit mobility, which means that a student that is studying here can go and make an exchange program in any European university through the partnerships that university has. For instance, NUST is partnering with 10 universities across the 27 member states, and UNAM with 7. So with these partner universities, or through these partner universities, students can go and do 3 months or up to 2 years of academic exchanges. And the other strand is a master strand, which is called Erasmus Mundus Joint Masters. A bit of a mouthful, we are keen to promote that also in Namibia because we have not been able to get any master students yet, and it's a very exciting program of 2 year masters with a full scholarship, a full fledged scholarship, a very reputable scholarship, and which takes students to at least one or two universities in Europe. So it's really a great opportunity for youth.
Especially that master one, the masters. You said it's the Erasmus Mundus Masters Program.
Yes, okay. Joint
Masters Program.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the contributions and impact of this exchange program. You mentioned NUST, you mentioned UNAM, and they're being affiliated to 10 and 7 member states, the universities thereof. Walk us through the contributions and impact of this exchange program.
As I was already saying, in Africa we had a great response, or a good response, with over 11,000. We have in Namibia last year, we had 70 students coming to Europe with Erasmus Plus. The contributions for Africa, in fact, Africa is a priority region or continent for us in the Erasmus program. Okay. One quarter of the budget of, we have an annual global budget of 2.2 billion euros for the 7 year period.
That's incredible.
7 year period that the program goes. So this is just the international part. Then we have a separate budget only for European students. And 570 million euros for Africa, for sub-Saharan Africa. So those are the figures. The impact is that it really is a vehicle, the program, and academic mobility is a vehicle to enhance understanding and in creating academic contexts as well as with bonds between Namibians and young Europeans.
Yeah.
And these programs allow really some in the master program. For instance, I was talking to a master student the other day who did a master's program with 12 students in her class, and all of them were from different continents and nationalities. So this gives you an idea of the internationality that students are exposed to.
Yeah, and making good bonds, you know, forever. Let's talk about these cultural interactions now that you're talking about, you know, the internationality of all of this. How crucial are scholarly and cultural interactions in promoting understanding between Namibia and Europe?
I think they're very crucial because when you are in the country or in Europe, in different countries, you witness the diversity of Europe, the ways of our ways of thinking, also the European values of mobility, of free borders, of freedom of speech, and these are things that that we freedom of speech is something that that we share, of course, with Namibia, but it's a life experience which marks any youth and of course each Namibian student that participates in this program is a bit of an ambassador of Namibia, so it's a way also of bringing a bit of Namibia and understanding about Namibia's specificities to the countries and universities they travel to. So there's a very powerful element there of enhancing understanding and enriching personalities.
Apart from the fact that we love your football, but
and I love your dunes.
Yes, you see, it's a beautiful exchange. Let's come back to the education fair, the European Union Education Fair. How do scholars and educators get involved? How do we participate? And where is it taking place?
So it's taking place on this coming Saturday, 29th of June, in the Franco-Namibian Cultural Center from 10 to 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. It's open to everyone. Obviously, it's free of charge.
Oh, okay.
And you can listen to presentations. There'll be presentations about each of them. There'll be presentation about Erasmus. Of the Erasmus program, and there will be alumni talking firsthand about their experience. So that's an opportunity for interested students to really understand how it works, also how to apply, what the different conditions and rules are for applying. So there'll be presentations. There'll be booths from different universities, booths from NUST and UNAM, as well as from different European universities.
I just wanted to add on, Her Excellency. Actually, we have a listener who listens to us from Germany. Her name is Sue. Now, she just sent us a message on WhatsApp right now saying that she's a product of the Erasmus project.
Wow.
How exciting.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Just wanted to share that before you leave because they're all listening to us everywhere in the world.
Wow. Do you have any advice for Namibian students considering studying in Europe, like Sue now?
They should first come and visit us on Saturday to inform themselves. They should take advantage of the alumni, Erasmus alumni, that are going to be there, because they will have very good advice to give on how to go about the application, as well as what they can learn and take away from this experience. And then go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Don't get discouraged. Go for it, because it's a great opportunity.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience about the European Union and the upcoming education fair?
Well, just to say that it's a great pleasure to be here, to have the opportunity to announce and talk about Erasmus, that I really see it as an opportunity to bring Namibia and European countries closer together, and hope that many youths will take advantage of that.
And one last bonus question. What team are you supporting in the Euros? Are you supporting Germany? Because you've been all over the
the
world and Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, well, I support Portugal.
Portugal?
Portugal.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. I know they're doing very
I'm
well.
On the Portugal side, yes.
Okay, all right. It's 8:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Her Excellency just laying out the education, the European Union Education Fair for us, and then also the Erasmus program that someone was is on the WhatsApp line. Sue is a product or thereof. So thank you so much, Her Excellency. Your Excellency, we really appreciate your time for visiting us, and please do come back again.
I will, with pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right. Her Excellency, that's Anna Beatrice Martins on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. When we get back, we will be in Shade Universe.
Come share the spirit of generosity and taste of some.
Shade Kwan in NSK on 102.9.